Hey, Charles, I'm almost done with my nested virtualization in Azure blog, coming to the new DB3 and EB3 VM sizes. How's your demo coming along?
It's coming along great, and I have it all set up and ready to show.
Nice. Can you show us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it easy?
No, it was pretty easy. You could set it up in, a handful of minutes, and so not too
Okay.
bad. So we have this VM that's running on the new nested virtual machines, and we're gonna go ahead and connect into that.
Okay.
And we'll go ahead and save that and download that. Open that. Click connect. Go ahead and type in our password.
Very long password.
Yes. Got it right though. All right. So now that we're in here, so we have a PowerShell script, and we're going to go ahead, open it up, edit the name to whatever name we want to create for our level 2 VM, and we're going to go ahead and launch it.
So this is a script that you created to automate some of the manual steps to install Hyper-V
Yes,
managers,
yes. So there's a
stuff like
couple
that.
of steps, such as like if you're missing Hyper-V or stuff like that. We have a link to it, and it's on our GitHub repository. Anyone can go here and download it.
Nice.
But yeah, back to the script. So let's go ahead and try it
Yeah,
out. So
let's
I'll
do
go
it.
ahead and change the name here to, let's call it Charles Blog Demo. Save that,
Okay.
and let's go ahead and launch this. So this will go ahead and launch. It'll go through and it'll check some of the prerequisites for you, make sure you have, all of the CPU requirements and whatnot, and it'll let you know if you don't.
And they will create the VM for you,
Yes,
the
and
level
also
two
go ahead
nested
and
VM.
create the level 2 nested VM for you.
Very cool.
And if it's, I think I hinted at it earlier, if it's missing like Hyper-V installations or other tools, it'll install it for you. It'll also restart your computer for you too, so you don't have to worry about that. So yeah, this looks like it's completed successfully. It both supports nested virtualization, and so let's go ahead and take a look at it. Let's
So
go
it will show
ahead.
up now in the Hyper-V
Yes,
manager.
so opening
Wow.
up Hyper-V Manager, now we
It's right
see it's
there.
right here. Yeah, Charles Blog Demo. I went ahead, to save some time, I went ahead and created a separate VM that has internet set up and it has the VHD disk set up to save a little bit of time. So the VHD disk, I just have a plain Windows Server installation on it. And so we can go ahead and demo this really quick. And quick note on internet. And so as you guys know, MAC spoofing will not be supported on the cloud for security reasons. And so you'll have to go through creating a NAT network to set up that up. So there's two ways to do it. You can either have a static IP assignment, or you can, install a DHCP server to automatically assign the IP for you
Got
for
it.
the level 2 VMs.
Okay.
So opening up the level 2 VM, this is what we have here. Let's go ahead and check it if internet works. So opening up an Internet Explorer and go over to bing.com.
It works.
And voila, there you have it. And of course, you can spin up as deep as you want. You can have, multiple depth. You can have level 3, level 4 as well.
Yeah. Well, that's the power and flexibility nested virtualization give you in Azure. We hope you enjoy this new technology. Thanks for watching.